Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. My name is Chuck Allen, and I'm so grateful that you've come aboard to be a part of these times. We really do believe that daily meditation is an opportunity for us to close the noise of a pretty hectic and frantic world and be able to step into the presence of God with the time of quietude and solitude. And this week, we're talking about worry and anxiety. Let me give you a few thoughts. I read this the other day, and I thought it was really great. It's the first thing Jesus wants us to realize from the passages in Matthew chapter 6 is that if we are bound by the emotional stronghold of worry, we have forgotten who our Father is. He says our Heavenly Father finds us more valuable than the birds and flowers. He introduces a section by saying about worry that in verse 25, for this is the reason. Well, for this is the reason. In verse 24, it says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You can't serve God and wealth. So if money is your master, you're going to find yourself worrying about it, not serving God. But you know, the intent in the teaching is not so much about money. It is about whatever it is that captures your worry and captures your anxiety. You could have filled this in, and you could have said, you cannot serve God and health. You cannot serve God and others. You cannot serve God and ego. Whatever is between you and being able to trust and serve God, this is what totally destroys our life and gets us in the way of all that the Lord is wanting to do in our life. And so I want to invite you, like in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 today, in our time of meditation, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. And give all your worries, give all your cares to God, for He cares about you. And then over in the book of Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 19, Paul writes, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. My friend, the scriptures are abundantly plain and they are abundantly simple. If I were to go back to the text that we used yesterday that I mentioned earlier, Matthew 6, I want to remind you of this. This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, Matthew 6, 25. Whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your Heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? And the answer is, well, of course you are. So today, I want you to start with two times. Let's take in a deep breath through our nose and hold it for a second, and then blow it out with great intensity. I have found this at times when I'm truly worried or anxiety riddled, that when I draw in a deep breath and I just kind of hold it there for a minute as if I were sending that power of oxygen into my heart and soul, then when I force it out, it's like I want to get rid of anxiety. I want to get rid of worry. I want to blow that out and get rid of it. So let's take it in right now. Hold it, and blow it out with great intensity. Get rid of that stress and anxiety. Let's take in another one. Hold it and get rid of the anxiety. Get rid of that worry. And then here's what I want to invite you to do. It may feel a little different, but I want to invite you to say out loud in this time of meditation, God, would you replace my worry and anxiety with your presence, your peace, and your power? So I'm going to say it out loud. I want you to say it out loud with me. I'll slow it down so you can follow me in this time, but I want to invite you to speak openly and out loud with God our Father in today's meditation. Here we go. God, would you reach deep into my life and remove my anxiety and my worry and replace it with your presence, replace it with your peace, and replace it with your power. Did you mean that? Were you willing to speak out loud to God and say, would you remove that and replace it with your presence? The invitation for God to fill you with his presence is that literally from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, all of you, all of your heart, your mind, and your soul is a surrender that says, God, I need you to fill this life and fill it to the degree that worry and anxiety might escape from there. There's no room for both of you. And then secondly, fill this life with your peace. The greatest commodity on the planet is the presence of peace. And Jesus is the very definition of peace. I have said this before, and I'll say it over and over again, that the scriptures teach us that God is love. But I really believe the scriptures, especially the gospel teachings, teach us that Jesus is peace. He gives us his comforter that we might have peace. And then finally, God, would you fill me with your power? Now, power is to be able to overcome worry, to overcome anxiety, and to be able to let him just overwhelm us with his power that can overcome the same thing that overcame death, can overcome whatever it is you're worried about, my friend. So today I want to invite you to take 60 seconds, and in that 60 seconds, simply stop and be able to hear from God. He wants to speak to you. The question is, will you slow down long enough to hear him? So in quietude and solitude, let's take 60 seconds and stop and see if you might hear from the voice of God as you've asked him to fill you with his presence, with his peace, and with his power. I'll be back in 60 seconds. And I'm back. How great is it to take a little bit of time and be able to hear from the Lord? Let me leave you with these lyrics from the old hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. My friend, listen, it is well with my soul. Let it be well with your soul today. Let his presence, his peace, and his power replace all of your anxiety and worry. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for another weekday meditation.